Hey, welcome to Internet Crunch, our podcast.
You were going for the intro?
Yeah.
I was winding up, dude.
Fuck you, host.
I had such a good intro plan.
Oh, did you?
Go on.
Okay.
You want show,
now,
shall we
yeah,
pretend?
Now, right, you go.
You ready?
Yep.
Hey, welcome to the old, good old, friendly neighborhood Internet Crunch.
Shut up.
That was garbage.
That was garbage.
I've been planning that since last week.
We're back again. We're the same people.
And here we're back. My name's Jared Moss-Coombs. I'm here with Adam and our man in the field, Will. The ghost on the mic, the ghost with the most, the hostess with the boastest.
Yes, boo.
And he's just kind of sitting there doing the old camera switch.
I really wish I hadn't done that. Boo.
Well, boo. Too late to make your decisions because we're live on CBN right now.
It's not.
Currently streaming to over 3 billion people in America right now.
Mm-hmm.
All watching.
Yeah, because there's 3 billion people in America.
Right now there is.
No.
Just because they don't all come from there doesn't mean they can't all fly there to watch the CBN stream of Internet Crunch.
Sure.
It's a 1 week thing.
Once a week.
You can only watch this on CBN once a week. on Saturday morning. CBN Internet Crunch.
Crunch.
It's been a slow week of both news and life, I think. I haven't really got up to much personally. I don't know about you.
I mean, you weren't really touch?
Yeah, I mean, that was about it. I touched people. That was pretty much my week.
I went to a nice restaurant for my girlfriend's birthday.
I want to go into that a little bit.
Other than that, there was not.
But I want to go from the beginning.
Okay.
So, you have a girlfriend.
Yes.
And it's her birthday.
Yes.
So, Chami.
Is that the beginning? Good.
What did you do?
I'm glad we went in detail with that.
From the very beginning. I'll take you back to 1998.
So.
She was born.
In 1988, she wasn't born.
1998.
Whoa.
What? Anyway.
So, what did you go on? I'm only going to move my cable.
Okay.
I want to lean back for this one. I'm going to.
Sure.
Have a nice. Oh, get your thing. Right. Carry on. So, tell me. You decided to treat her. Am I correct in saying you wanted to treat her to a nice meal out? Did she deserve it?
A nice dinner?
Would you argue she deserved
it? Yeah, maybe.
All right.
Maybe.
So tell me about it.
What do you want to know?
Where'd you go?
Went to Frampton's, which is a cafe bar-y kind of restaurant thing on the Pantiles in Royal Tunbridge Wells.
Do you know what? When you said you went to the Frampton's, and the only thing that I pictured in my head was the Cramp Twins. Which was an old TV show where there was a blue kid and a white kid.
Oh, God, that show was so weird.
And there were twins, but one of them was evil.
Right.
Why was one of them blue?
I think he got choked at birth.
Nice.
Probably why he was evil as well. Yeah, he's probably evil because he had the horrible flashbacks at birth when he was just being choked.
Nice. Anyway, we had a meat board to start, so different kinds of salami to share. And then she had some duck stuff with like asparagus-y spears.
Did you smell her wee?
Huh? No, I didn't smell her wee. It's weird.
Interesting. I had
pork belly with a ham hock and black pudding or bonbon.
Is that black pudding?
As well as pork belly?
What is pork belly?
Pork belly's just...
It's just belly of a pork.
I really don't know how to help you here. It's almost like it's self-explanatory.
So it's pork.
Jeez, and then we had a pavlova.
Oh, what a shit dessert.
Oh, fuck you.
I forgot about this. Why does anyone ever want to get pavlova? It's just air.
We knew we were somewhere posh because we had to literally every item on the menu, we had to Google at least one word.
Everything was in French.
Everything had a fancy name.
Was it pork belly?
I have no idea what any of those are.
Did you Google pork belly?
No, we had to Google what's celeriac called? Celeriac isn't called. It's called something else over here, isn't it? But they called it celeriac for some reason.
What is celeriac?
I feel like it's named something else.
Coriander.
Yes, that's it. Coriander. Oh. But they use celeriac, and I was like, I know it's something, but I don't know what it is.
So you
it's
like
coriander?
Is coriander the one that some people like, some people don't like?
Yeah, some people think it tastes like soap.
Yeah. I have that with rocket. I know a lot of people that like rocket.
I hate rocket.
But rocket is the worst plant. It's really peppery. It's hot. It's like a hot kind of pepper.
It's too hard
for me. I can't handle the pepper.
Maybe racist.
Well, it's not racist because I had no person in mind. It's just a voice that came out of my mouth. So it can't be racist.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's right.
Okay, mon.
You didn't have a person in mind when you said that? No, don't worry. It's fine. There's nothing to worry about.
Okay.
But as I say, it's been a slow week, but So you weren't in office yesterday because you were...
Yes.
What were you doing, actually? If dinner was in the evening, why did you do
that? We
off?
Didn't really do that much in the day.
You just kind of relaxed?
Yeah.
That sounds nice. It sounds nice.
Yeah. Well, the deal was, today's actually her birthday. Yeah. So I was coming in today because she's going to a spa. So, easy.
So you took the day off to relax. I assume you watched some Netflix. You made breakfast.
We made breakfast. She had breakfast in bed.
That's
I
premium.
Had to go and make porridge for the first time, literally ever. Never made porridge before in my life.
Your sweet breakfast in
bed.
I
was like,
porridge.
What do you want? She was like, can you make me pancakes? And I was like, I don't know, like, it's not my house. Like, we were at their house, and I was like, I don't know where like all the stuff with pancakes is. And then I was like, I'll make you pancakes if you want. And she was like, nah, I want porridge.
Fair enough.
I made porridge instead.
That would have taken a long time to make pancakes as well.
Yeah.
You would have been out there for like half an hour.
Yeah.
If not longer.
And I would have had to like trail them up and down the stairs because I'm not making like American
pancakes. You don't want to just put them in the oven? I would have just put them in the oven and wait for them to...
What?
You put them in the oven and leave them to heat.
But then you can't like...
And then,
like,
then you've
got to serve
stack.
One at a time.
No. Oh, I suppose...
Because they're not American pancakes because we're not in America.
There's more of a crepe.
Oh.
Is there a difference between crepe and our pancakes? Are they basically the same thing?
Pretty much the same thing from what I understand. Just Europeans call... But our pancakes, crepes.
And now a quick word from our sponsors. I'd like to thank Pancakes and Crepes for supporting this channel and helping our growth. If you like pancakes and crepes in the morning, in the evening, or at lunchtime, feel free to go to pancakesandcrepe.com to get some delicious, fluffy, pancakey goodness delivered to your door. Delivery charges are $5.99, but using our offer code, Pancakes and Crepes are good and delicious with 3 zeros. At the end of it, and it's worth knowing that every I is actually an uppercase L. You can actually get 15% off your first 3 pancakes or crepes, depending where you're living. And that's an offer we couldn't quite refuse. I had some earlier, and boy, they were delicious. Now back to the podcast. Welcome back from the advert break. I hope you enjoyed the sponsors today. The sweet, sweet, smoky sponsors.
They don't exist.
They don't exist, no, it's true. It's just a beautiful, hard cut.
Yep.
So you were so you had a nice day off yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, so I had Bozzer in.
Yeah.
And we were like, what can we do? What can we do? We wanted to do something a bit different because we got something coming out tomorrow, Sunday. For anyone who's not listening, the day this comes out, we have a really cool video that isn't like a gaming video. It's
right,
kind of like
yeah.
a talk show thing.
Yep.
So we were kind of thinking, what can we do that's kind of different? So I went back to the archives. Of my creativity, and I found an old Google Drive document I made back when I was making Mossy Motion videos,
mm-hmm.
which was called Ideas. And I found a show that I did once with Will. It's called Sofa Times with Jazz.
Yeah.
And the idea is I wanted to have like guests in on it and stuff, and we did various challenges. It was going to be like a talk show.
Yeah.
So I was looking through these ideas to try and find one with me and Boz, and boy did I find some interesting ones that I'd like to discuss with you.
Okay, sure.
So let me read you some of these ideas. So,
go for it.
They all have a little backstory to them. So, we have a friend called Harrison, who when he was really young, he just drank loads of wine when his parents went out, and he just got really
sure.
drunk. And then he came on our TeamSpeak server, and he was just chatting shit.
Okay.
So, he was meant to, he was like, you are recording this.
Good.
Put it on YouTube. It's going to get a million views. So, he's just being like this proper whacked out, hilarious guy. So, I have an episode called Wine Not. And the game is Harrison's there and I got to ask him questions about a drunken night and then we're going to play snippets.
Oh, he will not agree to that.
Well, it's okay because the idea was in 2013, so it's kind of dead at this point. And then I had one with my friends Alex and Melissa and it was cool. I named them all. I named all the games as I came up with them. So the next one is called Sketchy Business. We have to draw each other in 10 minutes, which is where a video coming out soon.
Yeah.
The idea derived from that. But my favorite, well, actually, here's my favorite one. I had a friend called Mirren. She's still my friend, but I guess we all called her Mimrak, like Rack. I don't know why. I assume something to do with her boobs at one point.
Lovely.
I'm pretty sure she and her friends gave the nickname. I don't think it was me being rude, but
probably
might
probably
have been.
Was. Yeah.
So I invented a game called Who's Racks That?
Oh,
which
geez.
Is
oh my
which
god,
which is where I Photoshop cooling racks onto people's spaces
right.
and show it to her, and she has to guess who it is.
Right.
So that was
awesome.
Who's Racks That? Which I messaged her yesterday. I was like, oh, look what I just found. She's like, I'm down for it. So, all right.
No.
Bringing back Who's Racks Back.
Back?
Who's Racks That? Who's Racks That coming back? Bringing back Who's Racks Back. That.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's hard. But I did have another one, which I'm going to play with you. It's called
okay.
Mary Kate or Ashley. Okay, so you're familiar with the beautiful Olsen twins. Very talented, very creative.
Yeah.
They've been in lots of films.
I mean, I'm familiar with them in that they were in Parent Trap.
No.
That's as far as
no.
I know.
That was Lindsay Lohan, you idiot.
Oh, then I don't know.
That wasn't even twins. That was they just one twins? Person. No, it's just Lindsay Lohan. They just cut and pasted her.
I don't know who the Olsen twins are then.
Well, you're going to really enjoy this game in that case, because we're going to play Mary-Kate or Ashley. The idea of the game is I have a quote here from, in fact, I have three quotes. Each from Mary-Kate and Ashley films.
Okay.
It's a franchise of films.
Okay,
they're
sure.
called Mary-Kate and Ashley films, and it's basically them doing crazy stuff. So I'm going to name you a quote, and you're going to need to tell me, first of all, was it said by Mary-Kate or Ashley?
No idea.
Or... And then for a bonus point, you got to tell me what film it was from. And it sounds like you're going to have trouble with that one.
Or any of them.
This game was... well, I mean, you got 50-50 on the first one.
Yeah.
This game was invented for my sister, who was a big Mary-Kate and Ashley fan.
Sure.
I used to watch them with her, so I kind of know some of them as well.
Yeah.
I was doing my research. So we're going to go first. So here's a quote, and I need you to tell me who said it, Mary-Kate or Ashley. Thanks, Bod. I mean, Brad. Who said that?
Mary-Kate.
Wrong. Said by Ashley. Do you know what film it was from?
Mary-Kate and Ashley and the Philosopher's Stone.
Close, actually.
Yeah?
Billboard Dad.
Oh, nearly.
Yeah. So the next one is, Mum, that's like saying the Titanic's not great with icebergs. Who said that? Mary-Kate or Ashley?
Mary-Kate.
That's great.
Oh,
that's right.
Look
got
at
it.
That. I
what
got
film?
It. Lord of the Rings.
That's really close, actually.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Passport to Paris.
Oh, wow!
Which I believe was where Lord of the Rings was set.
Yep.
Yeah.
Paris. Passport.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
The third one and the final one, this is winner takes all. So if you get this right, you get 1,000 mm-hmm. points, which roughly translates to 1 penny of our mm-hmm. currency. Thanks, yep. Brexit. Did you eat this man's chips? Who said that?
Mary-Kate.
Oh, that's unlucky. That was said by Ashley. In what film?
Twins with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito.
See, for a second that you didn't have it, but then you pulled it back.
Yeah.
New York Minute.
Damn it.
And that's Mary-Kate or Ashley.
Yeah.
You didn't win, but you got one out of three. That's
tell
not
what,
bad.
Twins is a good film.
You know what's a better film?
What?
Passport to Paris.
Is it? Is it good or terrible?
It's a remake of Passport to Pimlico.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yes, they find the treasure at the end
sure.
of it. They're really proud of themselves. Hold on, Paris.
I don't care. It turns out I don't know who those people are.
Is Pimlico in France?
I have no idea.
I think Pimlico's in France.
Well, good for you.
I mean, Pimlico isn't in France. Pimlico's in London. But I think... Is Pimlico in London? What the fuck was Passport to Pimlico about? Pimlico, they found out that it was owned by French territory, so they had borders.
Yeah, it was in London.
Yeah, so Pimlico must be in London.
Yeah, it is in London.
Okay, and then but it was owned by France in this film.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it was owned by France in the film. Passport to Pimlico.
Sure.
Doesn't really matter.
I've got no idea.
In any capacity, does it matter? I've been working out a little bit.
Yeah?
I went to the gym. I tweeted about this. I went to the gym, I think it was yesterday or was the day before. I was getting a good sweat on. I was doing chest, so I was, you know, I was just lying down on my bench going, gassing it up. One. Ah, big boys. And I started like I felt my trousers, and I felt the back of it. I was like, oh, that's weird. That feels like a. I was wearing shorts. I was like, oh, that feels right. like a logo. I didn't know these shorts had a logo on the back of them. that's really weird.
Oh yeah, no, I think you told me about this.
Yeah. So then I was like, oh, that's fine. I'll have a look at them when I get home. It sounds interesting. I obviously haven't noticed. So I was working out a bit more, and then I looked down. And I was like, hold on a minute. This jazz is facing the wrong way. This is my Utah Jazz shorts. This is facing the wrong way. This isn't the way I've worn these. And I was like, I think these might be on backwards.
And they were.
And I was in the gym and I was like, man, I hope no one saw.
Did you swap them or did you? No.
I swapped them. So it's quite...
Right there in the gym, middle of the
yeah,
gym.
I just whipped them off.
Yeah.
I wasn't wearing pants either because that's overrated.
Yeah, come on, D.
So I whipped them off. No, I didn't. So I actually went out because you need a key card to get into the gym.
Yeah.
You need a key card to get into the locker rooms. So I went into the locker rooms and I was like, oh, these are the wrong way around. What a plum. I hope no one saw me. That'd be huge, super embarrassing. What an absolute plum fest of a plum.
Yeah.
So I whipped them off in there. There was people in there, but it's a changing room.
It's
so it's socially acceptable
allowed.
To whip it off in there. So I put them back on, right way around. went out, saw friends. Then I realized, where's my key card?
Right.
Where is that?
So now
thing?
You were stuck between the locker room and the gym thing without the key card.
But my first thought was, where did it go?
Right.
I was like, see, I had this, and now I don't actually know what happened to it exactly.
Right.
So she unfortunately I saw a friend and I was like, dude, can I borrow your key card? I think I lost mine.
Did you actually lose it or did you get it back?
Yeah, I went into the locker room and it was just sitting on the bench. So it was not a massive issue, but I had concerns for a second there. Because I think you have to pay for a new one.
Yeah, probably.
It's just kind of bull bags because it's just a little bit of card, really.
Literally.
I suppose it's programmable.
In the locker room, bull bags.
Yeah, that's where I found it.
Yeah.
In someone else's ball bag.
Right.
There's basketballs and volleyballs and stuff.
All right, yeah.
No, it wasn't a sack, dude. That doesn't make any sense.
I missed that part.
Right, you thought it was an actual full sack.
Sack.
But it wasn't.
Sack.
You been getting fit at all?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
Thinking about it?
Nope.
Not even thinking about it?
Nope.
Still just brownie cooking?
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of cookies in my bag.
Do you really?
Yep.
Even after the conversation we had the other night? Where you're like, I should stop eating cookies.
Yep.
All right.
They're my vice, man. They're my vice.
Yeah. Smoking's my vice.
Yeah.
Smoking noobs on Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, smoking those mothers.
On Battlegrounds?
Yeah. We finally started playing Duo.
Yeah, you finally bought the fun game.
It's expensive.
Yeah?
But it's worth it.
It is worth it.
How much is it?
It's 27.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought...
26,
I remember it being cheaper. I remember it being like 15 or something.
Was it really?
It might have been when it first released.
Damn it. Should have bought it then.
Damn.
So silly. But no, we've been playing duos, and there's something about it. We spoke about this last time, how there's something about the game is really good. But on duos,
it's even better.
It turns out it's 10 times more fun.
Yeah.
You would have thought
even more fun.
You would have thought it'd be 2 times
more fun. We are definitely far worse together than we are separately.
Absolutely. 100%. We've never done anything good together yet.
We never released that. We should release that today, actually. Like, the highlight clip of when we duped those guys. Unless
did you
released it yesterday.
I don't remember duping any fellows.
Did you tell Adam what happened yesterday?
I didn't.
In our last game the other day when we streamed. And,
And
I landed and...
You got the cars!
Two different guys.
Two guys
in a team. Me and Jared landed in different places. There were two cars and they were in a team and they were trying to run me over. So I was just running around this tree. And then they both jumped out of their cars. And then I was trying to get into the cars. But Battlegrounds has literally the worst mechanic for getting into a car where... You have to be pointed at the driver's seat instead of any of the other seats. Otherwise, you'll jump into one of the other seats. So then for a while, I was just in their car with them.
Yeah.
And then I jumped out and got in a different car, and he got in the car with me. So I just drove him to you, and you shot him.
Yeah, just about. I used all my rounds.
Yeah.
I had like 60 or 90 rounds or whatever.
It was probably like the good first 20 minutes of that game was just us with those guys.
That was solid.
It was
duping,
so
though.
Funny.
That was 10 out of 10 duping.
Quality. We should definitely release that.
Yeah,
as social
I'd forgotten
posts.
That was a clip. I was looking for clips earlier. That was totally good. Definitely one we should release. Yeah. We've been doing a lot on the social media stuff. We're trying to build up a presence, but it turns out it's really hard to write things to say.
Yeah.
Because
especially when there's no news.
If you open your mouth, you can say things pretty easily.
Right.
Turns out it's not as easy when you're typing.
Right.
Because this is like.
I don't know whether I believe that.
Okay.
Okay.
Type me a tweet right now.
All right. Big dicks are cool.
That's a pretty good one, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
That's probably get more favorites and retweets than we have now.
Yeah, probably.
Well, should I put that out now?
Yeah, go for
Big
it.
Big dicks are cool on Critical Wit Instagram. _ Critical Wit.
No, we don't. That's not
that's Twitter.
That's Twitter.
I wanna.
Good job.
I'm thinking about Twitter now, but I'm saying Instagram.
Yeah.
But so duos, I kind of want to play squad now.
Yeah,
First of all, I don't want to talk about Battlegrounds the whole podcast.
Right,
but before we get off the topic completely, so I'm surprised that duos is that much fun, and I want to play squads because I'm curious to see if it's even more fun.
Yeah.
Do you think it would be, or do you think it's going to be the same?
Yeah, no, I think it would be good fun.
It's so fun, but we're really bad as a team.
Yeah,
because we basically spend the first 20 minutes getting weapons.
Yeah,
and then what happens is one of you dies.
You immediately die,
and then. And then I'm just like...
It's me as well.
Yeah, you die.
I die the first every time. Mainly because I've got the stuff to engage with people.
Yeah.
Whereas you're like hanging back like...
What happens is you die and then I have like 10 seconds of really good and for suddenly just Battlegrounds runs through my veins.
There's so many times where I've died like that and then you've stood up with like whatever shitty pistol you have and killed both people on the other team.
It's awesome. Like, it just runs through my veins all of a sudden. I'm like, I got this! I can handle it! And then I realize that I don't really actually want to continue the game without you. Because it's just kind of boring. So then I just kind of run around and honk the horn in the car to try and get someone to kill me. Which is what I did when we were actually
playing. Happened yesterday? Will said something happened yesterday.
Yeah. What were you talking about? Were you talking about
When you were hiding in this little box.
Yeah.
And then you ended up being one of the last two players.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so the circle...
That's how you...
The circle was getting really small. I was high on a mountain in the grass, and I was pretty safe. There was about 20 people left. But then the circle kind of started going further away from me, so I was like, okay, now I've got to go. I got a few pop shots off at me when I was running, and then the circle looked like it was going around the crate, so I was like, okay, I'm going to get myself inside these... like through these crates. I was like, this is a good place because there's other places to hide. And then we saw...
As in storage crates?
Yeah. And then we saw there was one open. And I was like, oh, that's perfect. So I just sat in there. I crouched and I had my sight there, so I was ready.
Yeah.
And I was there from maybe 15 people down to 2.
And then someone came in and killed you, or did you leave?
No, so someone came in. I popped some shots at them and they ran out. But what I didn't realize is the reason they ran out because the blue circle was coming in.
Right.
Because I thought I was in the white circle. But we were talking about this earlier. The white circle, when it gets so small, it's kind of the same shape and size as
the one around you.
Yeah, as the one around you. So I actually couldn't tell if I was in it or not.
Yeah.
And so it turns out I wasn't, but I'm pretty sure I would have lost anyway, so I don't feel too bad about it. So I came second, so I'm getting closer to that chicken dinner.
Chicken dinner. Which, I've only got one in my 25 hours of playtime.
Yeah, the problem with that game is though I didn't kill anyone, so I spent...
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't that I wasn't trying to engage with people. It's just the maps are so big. So
I think when I won, I killed like 5 people.
Yeah, that's
probably
good.
The best I've done.
That's real good.
But I think I've had better ones, like that time that I got the 8x scope with you and Matt in the stream, and I was headshotting people.
Yeah, it's really fun. I didn't have a sight, so I had a good vantage point, but I couldn't kill anyone because I couldn't see far enough.
Anyway, let's move off of Battlegrounds.
Yeah,
and on to
it's a good decision. Sorry, you're staying with us.
We planned segments, but we never actually did them. So yeah, when we were thinking about these segments, we were like, when we were thinking about making this podcast, we were like, oh, we'll have like once a week, we'll have a different segment. So we have like, oh, you can look through someone's search history and get them to question. You can question like one thing on their search history. No, because I haven't like checked mine. but I'm going to do this week on Reddit.
Oh, you've got one.
It's the most Reddit thing there is, I think. So there's this really popular subreddit called TIFU, which is Today I Fucked Up.
Yes, I've heard about
that.
It's
just people saying like what they did really badly, and most of the time it's like really cringy stories. Like there was one the other day about a guy that had a girlfriend years ago that cheated on him, and then he was talking to his boss about it, and then they realized that the boss had actually married the woman like 20 years later. So he was like, "Oh, what a cheating bitch!" And then it turned out to anyway. So it's all stories like that. But the best one, last weekend, there was a flurry of the same ones. And I don't know where it started, but it was all about putting your member inside of a coconut. And we read one together and we were like, why? But the best thing about it was like the first person was like, you know, I didn't cut the hole big enough or something, so my penis got stuck in a coconut. And then there was another one where it was like, hey, I didn't listen to the previous guy and thought I could just do it with a bigger... hole or whatever. And then we read the third one, I think, which was like how I shaved her and then was sat in the cupboard with my coconut, but it turned out he was allergic to coconut milk, so his dick swelled up inside the coconut. But I just love that mentality that today I fucked up, and then they're like, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna outdo this person by doing it stupider.
I learn from your mistakes, and by that I mean I'll try again.
It will work.
Perseverance is the key to fucking coconuts, it turns out. If you want to get that sweet, sweet, juicy milk, you just got to persevere and deal with it. It's probably one of the Rooster Teeth podcasts, because I worked out that they have a complete monopoly on my podcasting.
On your podcast listening.
Because I listen to a lot of podcasts. So I work, I think, 10 hours a week, realistically, I listen to podcasts. And I realize
car time. Car journeys, do you listen to?
Yeah, only on long journeys, though. So I haven't done that in a while. So I have 10 hours a week of podcast that's all Rooster Teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So one of them, they were talking about, there's this guy fucking the coconut that really liked it. So he didn't fuck up. He thoroughly enjoyed it. So
maybe that's where it started.
I don't know. So he was really enjoying it. And apparently he like kept it like under his bed and stuff. And to the point where it started getting like really, it started like molding.
Oh yeah.
This
was one of the,
oh, that was one of them.
That was like number two.
So I just going into more detail.
I think number two was like, I kept it for so long and it got rotten on the inside, and then I got like infected or something.
Yep, that will happen.
Yeah, I mean,
Urinary tract infections are easy to come by in this day and age. Always pee after sex.
Yeah.
That's my simple bit. Ah, oh, I bit my tongue. Ah. Oh. A little bit of advice for you.
Good job.
Just gonna take a sip.
Take a little sip.
So speaking of...
UTIs?
Speaking of UTIs, I went to the doctor this morning. Yeah. Turns out, I have all of them.
Yeah. Everyone.
Every UTI. I don't
know. That whole coconut thing you just talked about reminded me of the potato that you used to keep in that room.
Oh, yeah.
The potato.
My ninja tater potato.
Yeah.
He was in a ninja potato.
He fully mutated into a green turtle.
Moldy, yeah.
Just moved my...
Yeah, I totally did.
Well, cut to... You just did it again.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to move it back now.
Cut to a close-up thing.
Hey.
You need to stop moving that.
I thought it looked a little weird.
Am I moving it the wrong way?
No, you're moving... Just leave it be. It's fine.
Leave it. No, it's good.
It's fine, dude.
I'll leave it.
Oh, my gosh.
You leave it.
The pressure. So
earthquake.
Stop touching the tripod.
Okay.
Jesus.
I got long legs.
For the audio listeners,
long leg
Adam
daddy.
Ruined my beautiful camera placement, which I don't actually like that much. So we had did you just drop my mug?
Yeah.
Oh my god. You're so disrespectful.
Yeah.
I can't have
nothing
game.
In there, that's all right.
I can't have, what'd you say?
Nothing in there, that's all
right. Yeah, it's full of paint.
It's full of my ambition.
Yeah.
You just dropped my ambition on the floor.
Yeah, smashed it into a thousand pieces.
Disrespect my property, you disrespect
I
my
wish.
Ambition. So the potatoes started molding, so that was my Christmas present for me.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
Anakin hasn't started molding.
No, he's durable. He's a Jedi Sith Lord thing. Yeah.
Just doesn't like sand.
No, there's sand on here.
It's rough, it's coarse, and it gets everywhere.
Oh, it does. So it started molding, I'd throw away, but it went green. It went fully green.
So let's talk about that, actually.
Well, going
you
green?
Know what? Well, we'll move on to this. We'll move on to how you actually like the prequels. Do you like them like I like... I can't think of crappy films that I like.
The Room? Have you seen that?
No.
The Room or Room?
Room.
The Room. Room's really good. The Room is really bad. Like I'm nostalgic about old, like, bad kids films. Is that how you are about those? Because you were, like, a kid when you saw them and you were like, oh, cool, lightsaber, spaceship.
Pew, pew, pew. I think there's an element of that because I watched the Attack of the Clones was my first Star Wars film, so that's the one that really got me into it. So
which one's that?
That's the second one.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's the same for me, but it's really ironic because that's the one I hate the most.
Yeah. I still like it. But so that was the thing. I didn't watch the originals, which everyone was talking about. So Anakin was he's my favorite. He was the protagonist. He was the one I was meant to identify with. So he was the one that I got on board with.
Yeah, because you watched it. I guess you didn't watch it in the wrong order.
Yeah, I just watched it in a different order than I figured most people did. And I can appreciate the sequels. The sequels are better films.
But it's
they're still not good. Can I say that?
No.
They're not good films.
Yeah, they are.
They're really not that
good. They're great.
I really love them. They're not that good.
Wait, which
they're
ones?
I don't think they are.
From a filmmaking standpoint and from a narrative standpoint, they're not even that
some
good.
Of the best sci-fi films, but...
Wait, are you talking about the prequels still?
Huh? No, now we're talking about the sequels. He doesn't like the... Well,
you don't like
he likes them. He just says they're not good films.
Well, technically, they're not sequels.
Yeah,
well, they're originals.
We've got to distinguish them. I'm going to call them
the original trilogy, the prequel, and the sequel trilogy.
They're a bit...
And all the spin-offs.
A New Hope is really slow. Not much really happens, and it's not super engaging. Empire Strikes Back, they're all just a bit boring.
Empire Strikes Back was my favorite one.
That's not me saying the prequels aren't boring. Yes, they're all really... Revenge of the Sith, even Revenge of the Sith is still boring.
People are going to be really mad at you.
I don't care. Just fuck off, nerds.
I really like, Star Wars, but you are right. It's not... None of them are my... my top favorite.
Like, I love the world they've created, and but the films, like, they're not like a Marvel, are they?
Huh?
And I don't mean the company. I mean just like there's nothing really that special about any of the constructions. It's just like it's a really cool world. It's a really cool concept. The characters are cool.
And there's a kind of leap as well that you've got to do. When you watch them nowadays, when there's like The Force Awakens, where it looks amazing, and then you got to go back and it's like, oh, look at them blowing up miniatures, like they're obviously miniatures, and it's like, it's like you got to do a leap to,
and it might, you got to suspend your disbelief even further,
yeah.
to get through that wall, and there might be an element of that in why I don't like him as much because I did watch the prequels first, and as bad as the prequels are as films, they are technically, from a technical standpoint, better in terms of...
Sure. The CGI and
the
stuff.
The CGI.
The CGI is not good.
The CGI is not good, and that's an element of its time. I mean, The Phantom Menace was 99. Right?
Yeah, I think almost those CGIs are almost more distracting than old school, like original style CGI, because it's like you're trying so... It's like the Uncanny Valley where it's like it's so close to being right, but it just isn't. It's like...
And it's not even just with the CGI, because...
That Obi-Wan rides.
I mean, that's exactly what... what's his name? J.J. Abrams was trying to do. He's trying to recreate physical effects? What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh.
It's like using puppets and
practical
stuff.
Practical effects.
Yeah, sure. He's trying to use more practical effects because that's what the sequels were good at. And practical effects all the way to go. We think this as video creators. We try
Mad
use...
Max, Jurassic, the original Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Not all, but a lot of those practical effects, you know, quality.
Absolutely the way to go because it's more realistic. Yeah. And that's what people, one of the main reasons people, well, not one of the main reasons, I'm sure there's a whole barrel of worms, but that's one of the reasons people don't like the prequels is because it's just CGI, and there's no practical effects.
The sequels from Star Wars, and it might even be the spin-offs, actually. I think it's Rogue One where they do it. But, like, Snoke is, like, he doesn't look like a CGI character, I think. I think he looks like a real character, like, positioned onto things.
Well,
and then,
I don't know about that, because...
Who is it? Grand
Moff Tarkin.
Is it Grand Moff Tarkin that they CGI'd on? And you can tell that he's CGI, but it's like...
It's really good. It's really
so
good.
So close to, like, actually Grand Moff Tarkin.
I was really impressed. Yeah. To be honest, I was...
Rogue One spoilers, by the way.
Huh?
Nah, this is a spoiler that he was in it, right?
Everybody knows that, because they published, like...
And also, it doesn't matter.
It's just, I was thinking that because we were talking about that, we might talk about...
We might talk about spoilers, but we'll try not to.
No, I'm fairly confident we won't. Maybe. We don't have to get into what Will's thinking about. We don't have to get into that.
Anyway.
But I think I watched it with Ellie, and I don't think she knew that it was CGI.
Yeah. I could see you not knowing.
I didn't know that at first.
I looked at him and thought, geez, actually, you're old in the originals, you've got to be dead. There's no way you're still alive.
I knew he was already dead. I just realised that
doesn't make any sense, because you actually told me he was CGI'd before I watched it.
Yeah, you just didn't click.
It just didn't. The first time I watched it, I was like, really?
Yeah.
And then the second time I watched it, I'm like, that's not real.
It was really impressively done, and it is kind of...
It's scary, man.
I
assume that, because they did it for Leia in... Nope.
That's the thing that I pretty much promised we'd avoid. But we didn't. Man of my word.
I imagine they'll do it for Leia in the sequels.
I'm pretty sure they said they won't.
They said they wouldn't do it?
I'm pretty sure when she died that they said they won't be doing it.
But presuming they've got to have her exit the franchise somehow.
Well, that's what I thought. And I think I thought I had this conversation with you, but maybe it was with someone else. But I wonder...
It'd be shitty if it happens off screen. A different planet now. We don't see her anymore.
I don't think there's any way we can do it otherwise. Because if they said that they won't do that, it's not like they would have... Unless they were already written to kill her off, which is
was already going to die in this film. Well, I mean...
Which would be ideal, but...
Yeah,
I mean, you just don't know. I don't know how much I'd believe it would happen, but ideally it would, because otherwise it would have to be off screen.
Yeah.
Which, I hate that when people, like, it's usually big Hollywood when they don't want to pay the big actors when they make a sequel. They're like, we'll just take them out of the film and put them someone else in. Yeah. Those are always the sequels I dislike the most, because it's like, you had these characters, then all of a sudden you don't, and then there's never really a good explanation for it. You just know they just couldn't afford to keep them in.
Sure.
So that's the... I don't want to have that with Star Wars.
Okay, I've got a bone to pick with you now.
Oh, no.
How is what I was talking about a spoiler?
I mean, it wasn't really. I just think it was kind of like a... It was meant to be a cool reveal, I think.
Also, fuck you, that film came out like half a year ago. Watch it if you really want to see it.
You were concerned about the spoilers, not me.
Huh?
You said, don't want to spoil anything.
I mean, I don't want to spoil
anything. And Will was talking about... I'm assuming that's what you were talking
Bruce
about.
Bruce Willis is
what I was talking about. Yeah,
I mean... you know.
Oh, but that film's really old.
That film is really old. Darth Vader's Luke's father. Yeah, Sixth Sense.
Force Awakens stuff, I wouldn't be worried about spoiling, because that's
it's still like 2 years old.
Finn dies.
Like, no one's gonna wanna...
Rey dies.
If you haven't seen it at this point, like
Kylo Ren dies.
You're just naming all the characters
just
that
didn't everyone
die,
no
the one that did.
What you mean, Princess Leia?
Yeah,
they did a real Game of Thrones and everyone dies.
Yeah. Yeah, they really took it to a new level.
Talking about CGI,
we in spoiler zone again.
I'm gonna go be as vague as possible.
I don't condone this. I condemn.
So there
it.
Was like okay, so I watched a video today about how they use dragons in Game of Thrones. And,
they use real
and,
ones.
And they compared it to literally all the other like shots of dragons in like other films and how they use the dragons in other films. But the CGI in Game of Thrones is so far beyond like anything. Like even Smaug in The Hobbit looks like absolute toilet compared to the Game of Thrones dragons.
Honestly, what's the Game of Thrones budget in comparison?
Oh,
to
insane.
Because they've got a big budget.
Insane. It's like, not as much as The Hobbit, but it is insane.
But per episode, though?
Yeah, it's probably millions.
Like if we're talking scaling up, so one episode, what's that, half of The Hobbit?
Yeah, probably. Maybe even less.
How long's an episode?
About an hour. On $6 million.
Oh, that's less than half. Hobbit's film. The Lord of the Rings films
are
long.
The sixth season.
Yeah, no, you're right.
The sixth season budget was $10 million per episode. So we're on the seventh season now. So
it could be more than 10?
So it could be even more than 10.
But
it's a lot of money, basically.
They presumably already have most of their assets done by episode one or whatever. So a lot of that money can go on CGI, right? Because if they're working on sets and stuff, it's not like they have to rebuild
them
each time.
Yeah, sure.
Whereas if you're on a
film... Yeah, it's true. You've got years and years of... Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of work at the beginning, and then, you know, you've got those sets for a while.
Yeah, that's it. So, yeah, maybe they just got more on the CGI budget.
Yeah,
just,
probably. There's some amazing spectacle like of CGIs in recent episodes of Game of Thrones. It's amazing.
So, I'm going to give you... I see you got a timer up there. I'm going to give you 40 seconds... for you to convince me to watch Game of Thrones, because I've never seen
it. I don't really know how to convince you.
Well, you've got 10 seconds to think about it. I'm going to set you off at 29.
If you manage to convince him, he probably will watch the first episode and go, this is boring.
I mean...
Ready? And go.
Like, it kicks off. Like, you can't watch the first episode and think, oh, this is boring. Like, spoilers and everything. But it kicks off, like, pretty heavy, like... onto all that shit. There's quite a lot of time investment though, because it is like a couple of days of your life at this point.
I have no problem.
You're going to watch, but I mean, it's just insane. You never know what's going to happen next. You know, it's just. I think your problem is going to be the gore and the murder, because you don't like that kind of stuff. But and that is very prevalent in it. But it is just awesome. It's like Lord of the Rings or one of those films or anything like that, or. You know, just one of those sort of medieval like dramas, but actually more realistic because everybody does.
Okay, and that's good. That's good. Still not going to watch it. But
nope.
I appreciate the try.
He hasn't seen Lord of the Rings.
You haven't seen Lord of the Rings?
No, man.
Oh, damn you.
I don't care for that shit. I don't care for none of that nerd shit.
Lord of the Rings is good.
Just want to watch my.
But the other day you were like, huh, I watched Shawshank the other day.
Yeah.
People were right. It is like literally one of the best films ever. It's like, yep, good job.
But it didn't, like. The description of a film didn't interest me, and that's why I hadn't watched it.
I always have this where people are like, hey, watch this film, it's really good, read this description, and I'm like, man, that sounds like the most boring film in the world.
Yeah,
and then you watch it and it's fucking awesome.
Here's the thing, if it doesn't have The Rock in and it's not a comedy, I don't want to watch it. Alright,
yeah,
we need Dwayne The Rock Johnson in every film. I'm campaigning for it. I want to Dwayne The Rock Johnson cameo in Game of Thrones. And then I'll watch it.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
You want to talk about Edo?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm going to spoil something that can't be a spoiler at this point.
Nah, it's not. It's
I
news.
Know about it.
It was four episodes ago. Basically, Ed... what's his name?
Ed Sheeran.
Ed Sheeran, famous British ginger and singer, was, for some reason, a cameo in the first, I think it was the first or the second episode of Game of Thrones this season. And it was possibly the worst scene in Game of Thrones history, and possibly one of the worst cameos, excluding all the Stan Lee crap.
Did he get his dick out?
No, literally.
Stan Lee was in it as well?
The whole...
No, just,
okay, so,
I think he's talking about the Marvel film.
So...
Oh, right.
He was in a scene where it spanned like a whole ad break, like a whole time between ad breaks.
Okay.
It was a long old scene. Maybe it was half of one of those, but it was a long scene for Game of Thrones. Like, it was a big old scene. It was just talking, just dialogue between one of the main characters and this group of soldiers, and he was one of the soldiers, basically. But it was literally, there is a point to the conversation. Like, there's a meaning to the whole, like, conversation about what this main character is going through. But it could have been done in, like, 30 seconds. But instead, because he's there, it's got to be done over, like, 10 minutes. And it's just so, like, and it's so in your face as well. It's like, immediately when you cut into the scene, it's a cut of his face looking, and it's like, you may as well have text on the screen going, this is Ed Sheeran, he's look. And he's fucking singing as well.
He's singing?
And the lady comes up and she's like, oh, what are you singing? He's like, oh, it's a new one, or some like really cheesy, crappy line. It's like, why did you let him write that line? And if you paid someone to write that line, you shouldn't have done
it. He improv'd it.
It's so trashy.
I think I'm going to watch it just for Ed Sheeran.
I like...
You should have said that. You should have started.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran's in it. The best ones are the ones in Star Wars ones, actually. The Star Wars, what's his name? James Bond.
Yeah.
Oh, Daniel Craig. He was that stormtrooper that was supposed to be guarding the prison cell.
Mind controls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
How good is that?
Yeah, it's good.
Like, it's awesome.
Simon Pegg was the guy giving out food.
Yeah, this is a cameo, more just a role for Simon Pegg.
I watched James Bond this weekend.
Interesting.
And when I say this weekend, I mean last weekend.
Did you see which one?
Skyfall.
Okay. Watching Skyfall.
I've seen that way too many times.
Well, for media.
Yeah, I watched it literally three or four times.
Sam Mendes.
Yeah, it was great. Did you see that he's going to do two more?
I did see, and I was thoroughly disappointed.
After saying that he was going to leave?
I don't like James Bond.
I like James Bond.
Don't care.
You just don't really like anything.
I like a very few Naruto. Things. I like Naruto, and I like herbal tea.
No, yeah.
But jeez. Not a fan of James Bond. I've been really getting into herbal tea recently, and I'm getting a lot of heat for it from all my peers.
Oh, you just keep sending me Snapchats that I don't care about. Like, today's my nighttime blend.
The herbal
this
tea.
Is my bloody blah blend of herbal tea. I'm like, what? I might even care if I drank tea, but I don't even drink tea, so who gives a crap?
This sounds like a lot of heat.
Yeah.
Remember when I said about the heat?
Yeah.
Is it weird that I'm getting into herbal tea?
No, it's not weird. I don't think it's weird. I just want you to understand that I don't care.
So I get quite.
That's all my problem.
I feel like such a dickbag for saying this because what we do is awesome. But I feel like we lead a fairly stressful life.
Sure.
Because like we're constantly trying to hit deadlines. We're constantly overworking.
Constantly underachieving.
There's not much money in it yet, so it's kind of just like stress. And so I've been getting really, like, worked up, and I feel like I've been really, like, burning out. Uh-huh. So I've been trying to add a nice night routine to just try and let it all out and just kind of relax. So I've been getting on, I've got a big, comfortable chair. So I get the comfortable chair, I put my feet up, I put on Netflix, it's like an hour before I go to bed, and I watch an episode or something.
What do you watch? Suits?
fuck.
Rewind.
What just happened, dude? I think I just had a stroke. I couldn't get my words out. So I'm up to date with Suits, so they release weekly now.
Right, sure.
So I've been watching Mad Men in between, and then last night I did watch Suits because it comes out on Thursdays. So I've been watching Mad Men mainly. So I've just started. First of all, I had green tea. I had some green tea. I was like, because it's meant to be good for you, isn't it, this herbal tea? It's meant to be good for you. It's meant to be detoxing. It's meant to be relaxing. And I never really liked it. I don't drink tea. I'm a big coffee man.
Me neither. none of it.
So I've had green tea as a kid, but I just didn't really like it. So I got to a point, it was the evening, so I was like, I want a hot drink. I don't want tea. I don't like it. I don't want coffee. Then there was green tea. I was like, all right, well, I'll try some green tea. And I was like, oh, this is actually kind of nice. So I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. So then I came back, and then I was like, the next night, I'll have some green tea. Ooh, that's quite nice. And then I was feeling adventurous the night after.
Yeah.
I was like, I wonder what else is in the cupboard. So I've rooted around, because we're a big tea, like a herbal tea family. So there's lots of stuff in there. So then I found chamomile, and I was like, ooh. And then I read on the packet, so like dreamy and relaxing.
Yeah.
I feel like you're floating. And I was like, hey, I could use some of that shit. I could use some of that floating shit.
Do you ever just think, oh, they wrote that so they can sell it for a higher price?
Maybe, but...
We were in Superdrug the other day, me and Charlotte, and there were these nail varnishes here and a nail varnish here that was like, this one's got coconut in. And then you could read the entire packaging and it wouldn't tell you why it had coconut
in. Oh, I could tell you why.
But it was double the price.
Dude, coconut, man... I'm going to get back on my herbal stories in a minute.
Okay.
But coconut oil...
They're really good to bang.
...is the best thing. You can use it for everything. You use it on your skin. It makes your skin lovely. You use it on your hair. It makes your hair all lovely and silky. You can brush it. You like put it in your teeth and it's meant to like white, like clean and whiten your teeth. You can use it for cooking. You can cook stuff with it. Coconut oil is the best. And I bet what it does is it gives it a nice shine, but it's also probably quite regenerative.
I have no idea.
On the fingernails, it probably kind of restores them and like.
But I don't believe adding that little amount of coconut can double the price.
Coconut oil is expensive as well.
Coconut oil is.
It's expensive.
I don't believe it. I don't believe that you just get a load of. Nah.
Dude.
I didn't say coconut oil, it's just like coconut.
You need to. So. Okay. Well, back to the herbal tea. So, anyway, so I read Dreamy. I was like, I could use some of that. So I actually drunk it. And my thoughts, it might be a placebo. I don't know. But I was drinking it, and I was like, wow, I feel a million bucks.
I'm dreaming.
Right now. I feel like I'm floating. So I was like, oh, this chamomile shit's all right. But it turns, but all this herbal teas has still got a bit of caffeine in it. I was like,
yeah.
Caffeine doesn't affect me that much, but I wonder if I'm going to have trouble sleeping. So then I rummaged through the cupboard some more, and I found my new favorite. It's nighttime.
Yeah.
It's nighttime tea. It's got like lavender in it, some other shit.
And I hate lavender.
Oh, man. And it smells good and doesn't even have any caffeine in. So I've been drinking that and I'm sleeping like an absolute butterfly. I'm still tired 24 hours a day, but you know, at night, my head's on the pillow, I'm out of there.
Yeah.
And I've been relaxed and I'm really enjoying my herbal tea. And I'm thinking I'm going to start getting a collection. I might get a teapot. I might get tea strainers and make my own. I could go pick some flowers and strain my own tea.
You can make nettle stew or nettle tea.
Nettle stew. Abby was giving me a little bit of stick for it.
Yeah.
She thinks I'm the lamest person in the world now. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm getting excited over herbal teas. Speaking of what you said, nettle stew, I want to start cooking ramen.
Ugh.
You don't like it?
Oh, I've got to try ramen.
Have you ever been to a Wagamama's?
Oh boy, have I. The Wagamama ramen, that's the favorite.
Do you like Wagamama's?
I like the Wagamama ramen.
Every time I think about Wagamama's, I'm like, do you know what, that sounds really nice. And I go in and I always order something and I'm like, this tastes like crap.
Have you had the Wagamama ramen?
Always tastes like crap.
Have you had the Wagamama ramen?
I have no idea.
I suggest the Wagamama ramen. Let me tell you about the Wagamama ramen.
Yeah.
This episode is sponsored by Wagamama. The main reason I order it is because it's fun to say.
Yeah.
So the Wagamama ramen, it's really fun to say. You want to go?
Nope.
It's really fun to say.
I feel like if I go in there and I order it the first time, I'm going to screw it up. I'm like, can I have the Wagamama ramen?
Can I have the Wagamama ramen?
I feel like when I'm in a French restaurant, but it's less racist, where I'm reading the menu and I'm like, oh boy, there's an accent here that I shouldn't be putting on it.
Oh, no.
It happens. It happens in French restaurants and stuff like that, but it's fine.
Does it happen in Pizza Express?
Yeah, Pizza Express.
Oh, I love the pepperoni! Yeah.
Americano.
Oh, in Americano. Americano.
Way.
So the Wagamama ramen, dude, it's got pork, it's got chicken, it's got mussels, it's got half an egg in it.
Oh, it's got what you haven't got.
What, half an egg?
Mussels.
Oh. I'm going to pretend you're talking about the egg. It's got some more meat. It's got another meat. It's got, did I say pork already?
Yeah,
it's
chicken, pork, duck. Chicken.
Doesn't have no duck.
Ain't got no duck.
Doesn't have no duck. Don't think it's got no beef. It's got some prawns.
Prawns.
It's got menma, which I'm not entirely sure what menma is, but it's got it. And
isn't that like a vegetable or something?
I think so. And I think I can pick it out from the Wagamama ramen and say this is menma, but it's all ambiguous. But I want to start making my own because I love it. So it's like noodle soup, isn't it? And I really just love ramen. It's so tasty. I feel like Naruto because Naruto loves ramen too.
Talk about picking things out. Did I show you that? If you go to a McDonald's where they have the automated system, you can adjust your burgers.
I think
and
I've
stuff,
seen this.
And you can just take everything out apart from the slice of cheese in a 99p cheeseburger.
Yep.
And we don't know, but do you think they just deliver you a slice of cheese wrapped up? They got it, right?
I think there's a picture, wasn't there?
Huh?
I've seen there's a picture and read it.
I don't know.
Have you not seen it?
No, I don't think so. Someone showed me the other day, like showed me how to do it on a machine, but we didn't order it.
Oh yeah, well, I think there's a picture. I think they literally just got a bit of cheese. I think they literally received the cheese.
But do you get it?
They paid 99p for the cheese.
Do you think you get it in a Big Mac box if you order it for a Big Mac? Is it a Big Mac piece of cheese rather than a wrapped cheeseburger piece of cheese?
I hope so. It's gotta be, right? You'd hope so, wouldn't you? I really want some. I had a Big Mac.
Smell like beef.
I had a Big Mac and I was so disappointed because I've been excited.
Oh, yeah?
Because I think.
He literally opened it and went, this isn't even big.
I opened it and I was like, Big Mac? What? This is just like a regular Mac. What is this?
Missold.
It wasn't big at all and it also wasn't that delicious. I think I must have just had a dream because at some point. I just got to a point where I was like, man, I really want a Big Mac.
Yeah.
And then I'd never had one before. So I was like, I really want a Big Mac. And I don't know why. And then I kind of just had it in my head for like maybe a month. And then I finally got the opportunity. I was like, I'm just going to go get a Big Mac. And then when we had that reveal, I was like, it just looks like a 99 cheeseburger with bread in the middle.
Yeah.
So true. I was like, all right, well, there was my Mac. It was underwhelming, actually. Underwhelming. If I'm
about a Grand Mac?
Well, I don't think we have those.
No, we don't.
But. What we do have is a segue that I tried to get to literally in the first 5 minutes.
Delete.
So, talking about my monopoly on podcasts, yeah. Rooster Teeth have, to try and combat this because there are monopoly laws for a reason.
Sure.
I've been listening to Radio X's Russell Brand podcast. Oh. What is your opinion on
Russell Brand? Russell Brand is the worst.
Why?
I hate him so much.
I thought this might be a controversial subject. So I'm looking forward to a little bit of debate here and there.
It's just annoying.
You just don't like him because he's annoying?
Well, he told everybody not to vote.
Yeah, but then he changed his mind.
And then sat down with Ed Miliband and then was like, oh, vote Labour instead.
And he's like, oh, actually, this one conversation has changed my entire thoughts.
Prior to the 20 Ed Miliband election.
He explicitly told people not to vote. He was like,
in favour of young people not voting.
Yeah.
I was like, you're an idiot.
He's really not,
the
though.
Worst idea.
He's just, he thinks differently, but he's really smart. I'm really on board with the way he thinks, actually. And I listen to the podcast.
The podcast
really
might be okay because I also hate the way he talks. And he talks with his hands so much. He's always like this, like constantly.
He's just doing the big fish, little fish.
Yeah.
But no, the podcast is really good. I really like the way he thinks. He's quite an awakened fella, actually, I discovered. He's quite a spiritually awakened fella. And I was really interested about some of the stuff he was saying. Because he used to be a drug addict, right? Mm-hmm. So he used to be a drug addict. And now he's not. And then he just seems like really, like, he's just really tuned into something. But he's not dumb. Anything he's saying is really smart.
Something you might surprise you.
Yeah?
Do you know he's a big Christian?
No, you know what?
Does that surprise you? It surprised me.
It doesn't, because I listened to this earlier and there was a lot of Christian subtext.
His hair does look a bit like Jesus' hair.
Mm. It does.
Yeah, that's why he's doing it.
But I don't know if it's a new. If he's now a Christian,
he's been a Christian for a long time. I just never knew.
Yeah, I was really like, he was really like talking about how he was taking a prayer and he was talking about the Lord and how all the Lord's animals, the Lord's creations. I was like, okay, I think he's probably a Christian, but I think he's taking stuff from. Elements of various spirituality, which is probably the way to be, because structured religion.
Who knows what's right?
Structured religion is a dangerous power.
Sure.
So I think taking a little bit from everywhere is the way to be. And I was kind of like, I was listening to it this morning. I was like, this is kind of fascinating stuff. I like what he's thinking, and I've really enjoyed it. And it was the first time in a while where I finished my shift at work, and I was like, huh. I didn't count every single second of that.
Well, I'll tell you what. We plugged his podcast, and now he has to plug our podcast. That's how it works.
That's true.
Da-ding.
Thank you, Russell Brand, for plugging Internet Crunch in advance. In advance.
In advance.
Advancedly doing so. I appreciate it. Are you run out of charge on that?
Yeah,
I was about to use my sources.
We're time, I think, pretty much.
Well, I'm still having fun, though.
Okay.
I'm still having fun talking about Russell Brand and all his creatures. He bought some bees that he was talking about. Bought some bees.
You know where you buy bees from online?
Bees online.
Nope. eBay.
Oh,
genuine website.
Is it really?
100%.
For actual bees?
Yeah.
When you say 100%, does that mean, yeah, definitely it is, but it actually isn't? You're just assuming?
No, it is. Like, we had a teacher from school, a maths teacher, that used to keep bees.
From B-Bay?
Yeah, and he used to buy them from B-Bay get them delivered to the school for some reason.
Yeah, that's dangerous, dude.
But they literally ship them in, like, matchboxes, like, shaped things. And I don't know insect rights, is there, see?
No, because you can get toes like that as well. You get toes shipped to you. Little baby toes shipped
but they're
to
not
post.
Okay,
but they're no, not I know insects. They're not insects, but like you can do that sure. with those as well. I've seen it. You can get toe
I
websites.
Feel like that's illegal. That's got to be illegal.
I feel like it's cruel. I would never do it, but I've seen it. I watched unboxings, and they got the delivery, and they got little baby toes inside the little boxes, and they're really cute, and I just want to scrunch them up and keep them forever.
Crushed them. Crushed it.
So it's kind of a thing, leave at end of school to do an extreme prank.
Sure.
Right.
Oh, God, prank with bees.
Prank with bees is dangerous, but you, my friend, are a farm liver, almost. You've got some animals of the Lord.
I have
yourself.
Four sheep
and
two chickens.
And what happened to the pigs? Do you eat them recently?
Yeah, not much.
You did? Okay.
No, not much. They're born in March, like end of June, maybe.
But you had some pigs.
I did have some pigs.
So I'd pitch you an idea at the end of school that we took. I think it was your pigs, but it might have been your sheep.
The sheep would be funny, 100%.
Okay, it was one of them. So my idea was we take the sheep and we plant them inside the school.
Yeah, sure.
And just see what happens.
100%, the sheep would be way funnier.
Yeah, I think...
Because the sheep hate being near literally anybody. Yeah. If you get anywhere near them, they're not normal sheep. They're like Scottish Highland, like mountain sheep. So they look more like goats. And they act more like goats because they just won't go anywhere near you. And
they're pretty
like,
cute.
Yeah, they've got big horns and stuff like that. Yeah, so that would be interesting. That's and there's four of them, so you could spread them out as well.
That's what I wanted to do. I tried to convince you, and understandably you said no. I wouldn't have let you do it if you were on board. But I think that it's just a really funny image in my head of all the teachers just scrambling around trying to get these goats. They're like, oh no, don't let them get the kids. And there's just these goats running around this school.
I haven't really had any pranks or anything.
No, I don't know if it's such a big thing, but maybe I've heard of pranks previously where there's a prank involving some chickens.
Sure.
But I don't know if it's a big thing here, or whether it's an American thing, or whether maybe where we live is just too shit for it. It's really, we do live in an awfully boring part of England.
Yeah.
Nothing happens. There were some children found in the boot of a car once.
You shouldn't be sad that people don't find more dead kids in the back of cars.
Listen, I'm not saying I want more crime. I'm just saying if it happened, I wouldn't complain.
Weird.
No, it's not true. No, but you know what I mean. It's not even just that. It's just
Rag and Bone Man's from here. Don't you know?
No, he isn't. He's not even from Uckfield. He's from Brighton. It's a completely different place. I don't know him. So everyone, please stop asking.
Why is he from Brighton?
Because I read that he doesn't even live in Uckfield.
He doesn't live in Uckfield anymore, obviously. Who's going to become a famous person then live in Uckfield?
I've seen fairly recent pictures of him hanging around Uckfield.
Yeah, he does come to Uckfield, though, because people have seen him in like barbers and stuff.
Here's the problem. Still don't know him. And everyone asked me when I moved to Uckfield if I knew Rag and Bone Man.
And I'm still perfectly fine with that one song he sings.
You're only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. He's got a nice voice, though, to be fair. You and I always find it funny. This was like the old YouTube days where no one showed their faces.
Sure.
And then you kind of like...
Face
you,
reveals.
Yeah, you have an idea of what the voice sounds like and what the body looks like. And then you see it and you're like, what?
Yeah.
Rag and Bone Man is exactly that. Yeah. He's this big boy with a massive beard. And he's like, he sings angelically and it's a beautiful, beautiful singing voice. And then you see him and you're like...
Yeah, he's a bit gruff, though, isn't he? Like his voice.
Oh, his voice? Pretty, I mean, it's a deep voice. So you kind of expect it to be quite a brute of a guy, maybe. Yeah. But still, it's kind of like, oh, you look like you just come off the rugby pitch. And you've been singing like that? What's happening? But anyone can sing, really, I guess. It's just that you wouldn't.
I can't.
You can, Adam. I've heard you. You've got a beautiful singing.
Somebody once told me.
And
the
thank
word.
You very much for watching this episode.
Alexa,
of
play
Crunch.
Smash Mouth.
Don't, because there's issues with
Alexa.
No,
a play Smash Mouth.
There's laws.
What?
Alexa, stop. There's laws that we have
that
to.
Nice.
There's laws that we have.
Alexa,
to,
continue.
Shut up. There's laws we have to abide to, and Alexa is gonna have to be plugged off for all the podcasts because you're not. I knew this was gonna happen
continue.
One day. I knew this was Alexa. Shut up. I knew this was going to happen one day, and it's been a concern of mine. So thank you very much for watching.
Anybody else watching at home? Alexa, play Smash Mouth.
Alexa, stop.
I got Xbox off. Yes.
You're confusing her.
If you've enjoyed this episode of the podcast, if you're whether you're listening to it on iTunes or SoundCloud or watching on YouTube, leave a little comment, a review on iTunes, a like on YouTube or on SoundCloud. It really helps us get seen and get noticed. And since this is such a new podcast, it's really useful for us.
Hey Siri, change my name to Ball Muncher.
Fucking Christ.
Nice.
This is why I'm stressed all the time.
Should we be stopping?
This is why I need the tea.
That's why I need the nighttime tea.